I'm really thrilled to get a couple of minutes of this lady's time because people are calling you the Mother Teresa of Electric Picnic. You're there at the minute. You are getting set up. Catherine, it's absolutely brilliant to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Very excited for this weekend. Very excited for tonight. I'm really hoping we break the world record. So Looking forward to that.
Definitely. Celebrating 50 years of Electric Picnic. And if people, you know, if they've been living under a rock, what is the what's the world record that everybody's trying to beat today?
1,888. So we're hoping for 2,000. But we have first 5,000 people into the arena tonight. We have wristbands for, and they will be entered in a draw for 2 tickets for Electric Picnic next year. So we hope that's an incentive, not just helping the 2 charities. Hopefully we'll get a good crowd down there and we will absolutely smash it.
Brilliant.
It'll be a nice present for Electric Picnic.
Definitely. Well, lots of people know you from, I suppose, well, I know you personally from the page that you've set up on Facebook. And, you know, it's great because it feels like a big, massive family on that page. How long have you guys been running it for?
Dave set up the page 9 years ago. Myself, Lorraine, and Dave Ward jumped on about 5 years ago. And it has grown into an absolute monster since then. It's the best community. And for anyone going to Electric Picnic this weekend, I would recommend joining us because if you have any problems, the people on our page are great. You see people come up and they forgot 10 pegs and they'll put it up and 2 minutes later it's like, oh, someone brought me over 10 pegs. And it's such a helpful community. And there's a lot of like long-term festival goers like myself on it. So we have all the tips, especially for the first timers who are panicking at this moment, I think.
Yeah, I'd say people are going to be listening to this and they're either on their way home from work and they're thinking, right, what do I need to get? Do I need to go and do the shop? Have I got a sleeping bag packed? Have I got everything? But of course, if you want to follow that page, it's Electric Picnic Banter on Facebook. But you're also really active on TikTok yourself as well. And that's really taken off for you over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I started the tips on TikTok about 3 years ago, and last year they got bigger, and this year it has been absolutely huge. Like, I get hundreds of DMs every day, and I do try and answer them. I have answered as many as I can, because there's a lot of people, it's their first time, they're nervous, they have no idea what a festival's like, they don't know what to bring, they are worried they'll lose their friends, so it's nice to be able to help them. It's nice to put their mind at ease before they actually get up there, if I can.
Yeah, absolutely. So say if you're a newbie to a festival and you're kind of, you know, you're probably taking maybe Friday off work, or else maybe you're going up after work, whatever it might be, have you got any tips for newbies who are just coming to Electric Picnic for the first time? Because we know that the lineup has kind of changed over the years. There's a lot of kind of new and upcoming acts, but there's also a lot of commercial acts as well. So it mightn't be your same typical crowd that we've seen at Electric Picnic over the last 50 years or so.
It has got so much bigger over the last couple of years. But guys, just make sure you're prepared. There's probably going to be rain, so make sure you just have comfortable waterproof shoes, a waterproof jacket. When you get there and you're putting your tent up with your friends, make sure you know where your tent is. You can drop a pin, or you can go the old-fashioned way, going, I'm camped across from Supermax and near the Portaloos. But no, make sure, make friends with your neighbours. It's my number one tip to keep your tent safe. I get a lot of questions of, should I put a padlock on my tent? Don't bring anything to Electric Picnic that you don't want to lose, because it may not be taken off you, but you may lose it over the weekend. So don't bring anything valuable. It's not worth it. Just bring stuff you don't really care about. Make friends with your neighbours and your tents will be safe.
Absolutely.
And one thing, if you're going shopping today, get some fairy lights. You get them in any of the 2 euro shop deals or any of that. They're cheap, they're cheerful. Get some butterflies, get something like that. Hang them outside your tent. And if you turn them on at night, when you come back at night, you'll be like, there's my tent. So much easier to find it, because when you put up your tent, especially first-timers, put up your tent today, you're going to think you know where it is. You go back tonight, there's probably going to be 10,000 more tents around it, and it's so much harder to find your bearings.
Absolutely. And like, there's nothing as bad when, you know, you've decided that you just want a little bit of a snooze and you're ages and ages trying to find your tent. So that's a great tip. I love the fact as well. Yeah, definitely. I love the fact that you're saying, like, bring stuff that you're not caring about. Like, don't get me wrong, I love to bring out the glitter and the sequins and the whole lot when I'm going to a festival. But at the same time, if you've just bought yourself a really nice pair of designer sunglasses and you've been wearing them and minding them all throughout the summer, Electric Picnic is probably not the right place to be bringing your designer sunglasses.
You will 100% lose them. It is, anyone who has not stayed in a tent for the weekend, you lose everything. It's like a little black hole. You put something down, it disappears in a tent. You will lose it around the festival ground. So 100%, don't bring, girls, your fancy makeup palettes, your fancy eyeshadow palettes, don't bring them.
Because that's what I was just going to ask. because I know a lot of people are going to be wondering about, you know, we're not going on a flight or anything, but there is liquid restrictions as well. So let's talk about like the likes of face, like makeup, all of that kind of stuff. Should you decant them into something to kind of make it easier and maybe like a little plastic travel size to bring with you?
Pennies and all the, yes again, chemists and that have all the travel little plastic pots. It makes it so much easier for you. It makes it easier for security. I recommend having all your like foundations and that out in a little plastic bag, like the airport, so they can see them. They can see they're not in a glass bottle. You walk through a lot easier then. Like, as I had a lot of people asking about perfume bottles and all that. If you bring a big perfume bottle, they will take it off you because it's seen, it's a danger. Anything glass is a danger. So do not bring glass. A lot of girls are asking about mirrors. You get away with a small mirror on an eyeshadow palette. I wouldn't be bringing a big, huge mirror. Yet again, they're going to take that off you.
Yeah.
And all the boys are more concerned about their speakers. They do not allow speakers because so many people have so many different speakers going in the campsites at night. You might have a small one for your phone, but if you are bringing a big speaker this weekend, they will take it off you.
Yeah,
and like, want people to get some sleep.
Exactly, and there's loads and loads of information on the app as well for people to check out. You had a really good tip on TikTok I was watching the other day where you were talking about the reason that you bring some disposable gloves with you.
Oh, yes, 100%. If you are staying in general camping, your tent is going to be peed on, people. I'm not trying to be rude, but everyone's tent gets peed on. So I always bring disposable gloves. I actually just pick them up on the way, and they're great for taking down your tent on Monday. You need them, yeah, for taking it, because you do not know what has been on your tent all weekend. So, but they're great all weekend anyway. Just, you don't know. Accidents happen. People get messy. So bring your disposable gloves. Hand sanitizer is a must as well at electric picnic. So bring it. They may not always have it at Port Louis, but bring yourself some hand sanitizer as well.
Definitely. Now, I know you were at the press day a couple of days ago, and you're just after touching down there as well. What's the ground like? What are we kind of expecting? I know I've been looking at the weather forecast and checking out what Electric Picnic is going to be like over the next few days. But what do you make of it now that you're there today?
The ground is fine at the moment. It is fine at the moment. It is nice and dry. I was here for the media day on Tuesday and it was so dusty. It wasn't nice. It can get very dusty with all the dirt roads. So a little bit of rain will have helped settle that down, so people will be able to breathe up here over the weekend. A little bit of rain is good, but it shouldn't. If you're in a field with 8,000 people and you get a heavy shower, you'll have areas get muddy. But I do think people will get away with boots this weekend and not muck. Watch it, lash rain now, and the weather will make a liar out of me. But,
and I suppose for anybody who is wondering about the length of time it's going to take you to go from maybe your car into whatever campsite, is there a particular campsite you should be aiming for depending on how seasoned of a festival goer you are? And how long is it going to take you to get there with all your stuff?
It is going to take you an absolute age today or tomorrow because you have to go into them crowd control barriers, which makes it longer. It is normally... bring what you need for today or tomorrow, guys. When you're making your first trip in, I get lots of questions. Do I have to bring everything in on my first go? No, you don't. So today, going in, it's probably going to take you an hour, no matter where you're going, because you need to get through security, you need to get through the crowd barriers. So it can take longer, especially with crowds. But most car parks, campsites, it depends. It could be 5 to 20 minutes, depending on where you're camping. It's not that far. And if you're coming up here and you don't like walking, you shouldn't come up this weekend because you're going to be walking miles, people. It's a huge site. It's a huge site, so get ready to get your steps in.
Exactly, get your steps in. And if there's anybody worried about safety, maybe it's their first time that they've been to Electric Picnic, I know that there's lots of hubs around the place as well, and they're clearly displayed on the map. So can we put anybody's mind at ease who's a little bit, you know, they're a little bit apprehensive, it is a big, massive site, it's their first time to Electric Picnic, have you got any advice for them?
If you feel unsafe, if you feel sick, if you don't feel well, if anything happens this weekend and you feel like you need help, there are air hubs in the campsite, but go to security. Find the first aid point. Go to the guards. It doesn't matter why you're feeling unwell. The guards are there to help you. We did an interview during the week with Graham Kavanagh, Sergeant Graham Kavanagh. He's based here all weekend. They want you to get home safe. All they want is to get home safe. So no matter what you're feeling unwell because of, or you're feeling just not right, go approach security. Go approach guard. If you can, find one of the air hubs and they will help you get somewhere where you'll be safe. That's all I say. Everyone here, security and the Gardaí, are all here to help this weekend. They just want people to have a good weekend. So don't see the guards that you need to be afraid of them. They are your friends. No matter what, they're your friends. And they're great up there. So, and the air hubs are in the main campsites. They're there for anyone. They're first aid points. They're all on the map. So if you download the app, you'll be able to find them on that.
Ah, oh, super. Listen, Catherine, I know you're eager to get going for Electric Picnic. Hopefully I'll see you across the weekend at some stage. But listen, everybody has been loving all your updates. You've been keeping us all going on the Electric Picnic banter page and, of course, your TikTok as well. And I hope you have a fantastic Electric Picnic.
Oh, I will. I do every year. It's the highlight of my year. It's a great weekend. And for anyone going, relax, you're going to enjoy. It doesn't matter what the lineup is. You're going to find new music acts you've never heard of. You're going to find new comedians you've never heard of. You're going to have the best weekend ever. So just, it's too late now, guys. Just come up, relax, and enjoy it all. It's all going to be great.
Exactly. And if anybody wants to follow you on your TikTok, or they want to catch up on anything that you're getting up to, or even if they, you know, want to, you know, find out all your tips and tricks that you have, where can people follow you?
I have my Profanity Case page, and I also have the EP Banter page on TikTok. So give me a follow on either of them. My messages are open all weekend, guys, if anyone needs help. But I'm at a festival, it may take a little while to get back to you. But I always do answer people. So if you're just worried about anything, if you need anything, give me a message. I'll try and sort it. But it might take a while depending on where I am.
Super stuff. I'm sure there's going to be lots of people who will be giving you a big hug and saying a massive thanks for helping them out.
I've met loads of people coming in who were saying thank you, and it's lovely. They're just the nicest people in the world helping. It's just nice. It's nice to know they're all here with their little trolleys and stuff and going, it's not just fun because you said so. It's lovely to see that.
Oh, brilliant. They'll be, Melvin Ben will be erecting a statue in your honour, I'd say, you know, very, very soon.
He's coming to rock the boat tonight, so I'm planning on having Melvin on the show with everyone else.
Super. Listen, Catherine, I'll leave you to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.